Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease, to build visibility and authority, and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, onto your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Noelle Powers, a global award-winning business coach who helps entrepreneurs and CEOs to transform successful businesses into industry-leading brands through a vision profit approach. Now, this 12-week shakedown program, Noelle guides visionary leaders to follow the exact steps used by founders of iconic brands like Apple and Amazon, teaching them how to use that human elements of leadership for greater impact and long-term market dominance. Now, Noelle's personal journey through divorce, multiple relocations, and career changes during COVID led to profound moments where life's vision changed when her mentor died from cancer. And since then, while helping entrepreneurs unlock their potential and create legacy brands, she's showing others how to develop charisma, focus, and consistency to command higher prices, attract lifelong customers, and build companies that grow even in their absence. I love that. Noelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So just to kick us off, can you expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to serve?
Absolutely. Well, it all starts with a story because Noelle 2.0 started at this moment. It was in the COVID shutdowns. I had gone through a divorce. I moved states 3 times in 2 years with my toddler in the back seat. I come to a new state. I opened my laptop and I found out that my mentor had died from cancer. And that was really a moment where, I mean, I felt like I could have really lost myself to grief, but I found myself instead, you know, in a single moment, the vision for the rest of my life, literally how I was going to act on my lifelong dream to speak to millions of people and be that influencer I always wanted to be. So somehow in that moment, it all came to me at once. And specifically, the loss of my master dance teacher was the most devastating moment because this woman taught me how to be an artist. You know, she taught me how to see what was inside myself, those thoughts, those feelings. And when I thought about her studio was home plate. And I thought about, she was like the middle of the kaleidoscope and you change it and the colors and the shapes would move around. And I saw the real value there and that what she gave to me. And I said, you know what? She was the center of this amazing community. Now it's my turn to be the center of my own community. And I decided right then and there, I changed my last name to Powers. And Now I'm Noelle Powers, so even my name is branded. But I found that the greatest joy and fulfillment in my life is stepping into the larger role. And so now in my business, what it looks like is I teach other people how to step into their larger role as entrepreneurs. And you know how that started? I started by researching other people like Steve Jobs of Apple and Jeff Bezos of Amazon. So it started with me studying them because I think we have too much information in business. We don't need more information. We need to switch into a different paradigm. And that's what I found in them. It's this paradigm of vision-driven profit where they literally take their vision and they create life-changing brands. And they have industry-dominating brands that last generations. And I said, that's who I want to be, not just a business model, but that visionary leader behind it. That's who I want to be. So not only did their stories just open up, literally, it shines a light on the path of what that even is. And my job as a thought leader is to teach that paradigm of you can't just keep on doing what you've always done and get to the next level. You up level by learning these traits as visionary leaders. And then the business is the mission. And that's giving you steps to do the same thing. It's taking this incredible paradigm and giving you 3 steps to create an industry-leading brand in as little as 12 weeks. So this is the pragmatic part of me that wants you to have the tools so that you know the exact steps. So it's up here, stratospheric motivation, and then just literally put one foot in front of the other, 3 proven steps. And between those two, that's in factor coaching.
Okay, so this is as a entrepreneurs, we have a desire, we have a passion, we know what we're good at, and it can be so easy to get lost in business and the pressures, the worries, the desires. This next level, this taking that maybe that moment of stopping, of pausing, of realizing you're either in alignment, you've maybe lost your way slightly, to be able to have that, what did you call it? The it's vision-driven profits,
That's true.
life-changing
It
brands.
is. It is. It's a, to have a long-term vision. And by that, I mean, when you wake up and you have a vision, here's the way I do. I say, you always need to have that moment like I did, where you said, what is the one change I'm going to make in the world? It can only be one. It is one change for one person. That's how it always starts. It for me, it's I want to help entrepreneurs unlock their true potential by being visionary leaders so that they can invent the future and lead people to it. And so for me, that means that you have to think 20 years out. You have to expand yourself for a couple different reasons. First of all, if you don't stretch yourself, there's no way to grow. You can't say, oh, I'm going to make an impact on someone's life. You have to give yourself time to prove yourself right. So it's very interesting. The people who imagine the future in 20 years, they're the ones that are capitalizing on it. So the first thing you have to do is dislodge yourself from the present. You know, present circumstances mean nothing. It's so easy to lose yourself in resources you don't have. But it's not your business. You don't have to focus on that. You need to focus on a long-term vision so that you will create conditions that make that more likely to happen. And that is freeing. You don't need to raise $1 million in capital. You don't need a big social media following. You need to just have a clear vision so that that gives you the charisma to attract the people. And it starts with one person buying into your vision and then 10 and 20, and it grows from there. You don't pay for it. You know, you do it organically. It's a brand is a visceral connection between real people. So just having one moment where you just set that clear vision, think 20 years out, that changes the game for you.
Nice. So with your clients, when they reach out to you, what is it that they're, where are they, and what are they actually looking for? Maybe not what you know that they need. What do they want?
They just know that there's more to give. They are driven by an invisible force. where they want to make that impact in people's lives. You know, they feel highly inspired by that. And what these people do is they create really great companies. They pick great products. They have great teams, and they know how to run a business that gives people this great experience. But what they're confused on is they say, well, I want to be the top brand in my industry, or how do I really build the road to long-term success and viability? So they want to be the best in deep in their heart, but the exact steps, how do you take like a successful startup? How do you turn that into an industry-leaning brand like Apple, right? So this is in their head. They're like, how do I do that? They literally just need to know what to focus on because top brands only focus on three things. So if you don't know what to focus on, that's where they're lost. They say, I mean, never mind trying to do 100 things at once. What even do I need to focus on so that I know what to think about, so that I know how to be consistent and in what? So it's just the big, what is it I need to do at that point? Because a successful business doesn't mean it's going to be the top brand. It's like there's this whole paradigm of brand leadership that some people know and some people don't. So it's just like, what is this? What am I doing?
Okay, hold on. You can't just say the three things and then brush over so quickly. Give me some tangibility here. So those three things, what are those three things?
You've got it. So the first thing is you need to have a vision. And that means that your brand has to be for one person. Who's the one person you help? Are they entrepreneurs? Are they dads? Are they Christian rock stars? Are they rock collectors? You know what I mean? So the first part is you need a very clear vision about who it is you're actually helping, because most businesses are so ambiguous. They're not for one person, so they're not for anyone. You can't market something to everyone. It's brands are so hyper-focused. It literally, you have to say in 20 years, who's the one person I'm serving and what's the difference I've actually made in their life? Because if you don't see that difference in their life, it doesn't happen. So
Okay,
that's
so
number
that's
one.
vision.
Yeah, that's number one. And you have to communicate it. Like you have to have it on paper and other people have to know what you're talking about. And then the second part is you need to have a message. And your message is just your philosophy. For Steve Jobs, it was think different. You know, for Sara Blakely, it was there was joy. She says, just put the Spanx on and put on your favorite pair of pants. But you need one sentence. You know, what is your philosophy? Because again, that message you need to put into words. What does that look like to someone? What would really give them that connection with you? Because without a message, you still don't know how to communicate with that group of people. So I challenge you know, take a week, take a walk, you know, take some time off of work. And if you could encapsulate your philosophy into three words, what would they be?
Nice. So you have that vision, that one person that you serve. You've got your message down, your philosophy contained in one beautiful, succinct sentence. What's next? What's the last missing piece?
Now, the next one is creating culture. Because if you don't create a culture of excellence, if you don't create a culture intentionally, you will unintentionally create a culture of mediocrity. There is no middle ground. And again, when you want to be the best and you need to up-level your ability to create a team. And the best teams, there is a culture and it's only for them. It's like you're the geek squad. You have to be, again, like being an artist, you have to be total geeks. Your concept of excellence drives everything. So when you're looking at creating a team of people who are going to innovate and make that vision a reality, you need to like sit down and think about what are three traits that every single person in your company has to have to create this result over and over again. So if you die or go on vacation or retire, that these teams know exactly how to keep the whole thing running. And that's why the team building is actually the superpower behind the brands. As a lot of people know, in 1997, Apple was going bankrupt. Steve Jobs actually just had 1 year to save the company. Talk about hit the ground running. I mean, he had no time to goof around. Business practices did not stand. If he did not get the vision put into the DNA, if he didn't have Think Different to literally be the strongest message of any paid marketing, if he didn't have that super team built, we wouldn't have Apple, like this whole age of modern, of mobile technology. If he didn't have those three things, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be in the lifestyle we're living. And he had created those teams 10 years earlier. So everything he accomplished in Pixar and Apple, it came from building teams with a distinct culture. And he says it's only for one person. So you have to think that your culture is only for one person. You're not trying to be everyone's favorite employer. That's dissipation. And a lot of people, the real pitfall of most entrepreneurs is they still don't understand that a startup that's really excited, that's one thing. But have you really created a culture where you can really predict the outcomes? Do these people innovate? You give them some guidance, but the team actually innovates. You're not this inventor. You know what I mean? An entrepreneur, you don't have to sit there and invent things all day. But if you have a culture that rewards innovation, your teams are going to invent things so quickly that's when the other companies can't keep up.
There's one word you said there a number of times. I think it's so important. So, yes, you've got your vision. Yes, you've got your message. Yes, you have your culture, but intention, doing it intentionally. So many times we approach them without the intention, whether it's just through not realizing or not planning or not knowing. But that intentionality, I think it's super critical to everything that we kind of do. So how is this model, this having the intention behind this, how have you personally put this into practice to grow your business to be able to do this?
Of course, yes. So I challenged myself to become the global thought leader in vision-driven profit. And I gave myself 6 months because I had that intention, like you're saying. It's my intention to be the voice here. I looked at my bookshelf and I saw I had my Seth Godin, I had my Simon Sinek, I had Stephen Covey on the shelf, and I asked myself, what's missing? And what was missing was my perspective on this ability, these human elements to lead and influence and inspire people. And so I challenged myself to win a global award in 6 months or less. And I just took the steps that were necessary. I can go out and learn. I can always learn every single aspect of my life. I said, I can always do better because I can learn better. The first step I took was establishing myself as a global thought leader because business coaching is not all I do. It's just a vehicle of making the impact inside my vision. And so that was the challenge, is I would go from one intention to the next. My intention was to get a global award and write to my first audience of 1 million people in 6 months. So that was the springboard of my current life is.
Yeah. Well, you kind of simplified that. You just took the steps that are necessary. That we can overcomplicate this. There are so many things that we can do as entrepreneurs, business owners, thought leaders, guides, mentors. But really, we can simplify it down to really there's only a couple of steps we need to take. There's only certain things with that intention, with the awareness. We can simplify this, but tell me about what it was like for you to shift that, because it can feel like this goal is so, it's so big, it's so out of reach that you can see all the things you could do, all the things that stand in your way. What was it like to just take those steps that were necessary? Or rather, talk me through maybe the voices, maybe the doubts, maybe the distractions that you kind of saw along the way that almost, maybe almost pulled you away.
Well, that's a great question. Actually, I didn't have any of that because My real doubt and my real hangups were in the lifetime before I moved out here. So it's really interesting. I've lived two very distinct lives here on this planet, and I decided, in the chaos of just knowing that, hey, I'm going to step out on my own here. I don't know which state I'm going to live in tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. So external chaos was there, and actually, because my life blew up entirely, I said, well, I'm just going to use this challenge to put my pieces in the right place. So I actually stepped out of turmoil into complete focus and determination. And it helped me discipline my mind so that first of all, for your own sanity, mental health, just it's not like a thing. You have to be able to, feel that you have a solid identity that is separate from other people and external events. And so it helped me shut out external chaos, and it became like an extreme focus and meditation on, like I said, that larger role. This is me just putting this role out in front of myself and stepping into it. So for me, it was the tunnel vision I needed to do what I felt was needed.
But through that tunnel, what were those steps? Did you see all the steps clearly of how to get there? Was it a case of one step at a time, then you'll reevaluate? What was that like for you? Because there's different everyone treats it in like different ways. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. So I did focus very specifically on publishing. So yes, because I'd studied Steve Jobs and the other people, I understood how they exercised authority in media. And so I used that as a blueprint. Steve Jobs became the future of technology in one interview with one person. And so I said, what is the one person I'm going to interview with? And so I picked my favorite magazines that had made the biggest difference in my life. And I said, I am going to land a really significant interview full length. So the first thing I did is I wrote the interview about myself because it's scripting, because our connection, our imagination's connection with words is so powerful. I sat down and I wrote my own interview. And I said, I'm going to pitch to magazines every Monday. I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to send out pitches for this to, the world-class business publications. And so it was entirely intentional on positioning myself the way I saw myself as this, the person who the thought leader on vision-driven profit, because it was so much easier just to focus on one thing. I have the interview written, and the right person, I'm going to talk my way around the world until the right person resonates with my message. So again, really focus and clear. But yes, on Mondays, I would write to 10 magazines, and I did it methodically because then there was no fluff around the side.
And what was it like as you then saw success? You saw these shifts because it's not overnight. You can be lucky sometimes, but sometimes it does take a while. What was it like for you as you went through this and maybe the doubts creep in? What was that kind of part of the journey like?
So the biggest shift for me is I didn't have doubts about my business. It was that if I didn't find a way to express what was really inside me after 20 years, if I couldn't find a way, I think that as an artist, the art that we make, it alleviates pain in our soul. And so from that angle, I didn't fear any setback in that process because my real fear was regret.
That's such a good driver. So if you flip this around and pivot to where you are right now, so to look into the future, to look into what you're most excited about. So as you grow this business, as you inspire more and more people, what are you most excited about coming up? It might be in the next few months, it might be in years down the line. What is it for you?
Absolutely. That's when an entrepreneur says in their own mind, I am the best. This is what I want to do. I want to have a legacy brand. I want to make a difference in the world with what I do. They know to reach for a vision-driven profit on the bookshelf. They know where to go because it's really hard when you have inspiration inside yourself and you don't know how to act on it. So again, what I do, this is about alleviating the pain in your soul as an entrepreneur, because until you know the larger role you're supposed to play, there's always dissatisfaction.
Yeah,
Always
there's
dissatisfaction.
something I heard this morning. I can't remember what book it was. I wish I could quote it. I read a chapter in a book this morning, and it was talking about the success. It was talking about how there was. It started with a question: How do you, or how will you define success? And I think to put it onto you, not what society, not what other people, but how are you going to define success? You keep saying as an artist, yeah, as an artist, as a creative, as an entrepreneur. How you define success is different from other people. And if you can
That's
define
right.
it, not be influenced, well, now you're not seeking externally for validation. It is all from within. Is that part of
Yes.
this? It's finding, identifying, and then living by your definition of success.
Absolutely. And again, because no one else is living your life. And I remember I reconciled kind of my whole life in 1 year. And I remember I was looking at the candles on my birthday cake, and I'm normally a celebrator. Oh my gosh, you give me a reason to dance around and eat death by chocolate, I'm good. But I didn't celebrate my birthday that year because it was hard to reconcile looking at those candles, you know what I mean? Because I felt regret so badly. I mean, I ate it for breakfast and then it ate me. And so I had to find the path in my life where in 20 years I could look at the candles, and whether it's retirement or a birthday. But I had to ask myself, would I be satisfied with the impact I made? Or was there something more I had to give?
Pause. Stop there. That right there is beautiful. Would you be satisfied with the impact you've made? It's a beautiful question. That, as a question, is it. You pause. You can feel that. You can hear that. Are you satisfied of where you are right now? Are you satisfied with the impact that you have had, will have? It puts us as choice. I think from that place of choice, we can then take the right direction that we want to, right?
Absolutely. And it frees you because you don't have to be successful right now. As long as you have a vision and you're sharing it with 10 or 20 people, you have a brand. You're making a difference. And that's how all the big brands started, $2,000 in your parents' garage. And they had this vision, right? And they stepped into the role. You ever study anything like Oprah Winfrey? She stepped into a role. Right? Stepping into this role and saying, no, I have a vision and I'm going to improve the lives of millions of people and I will do it by any means I have to and on whatever timeline is needed. So when you dislodge yourself from, oh, what does my business have to look like right now? And this short-term thinking and this constant, I'm sorry, but the game is not instant gratification. It's not short-term profits. So you are changing the entire locus of your identity and the focus of your business away from what business teaches you into what do you find desirable? What are you going to be satisfied with? Because you're the one who has to live with yourself. It's all about reconciling to yourself
Lovely.
the
Look,
work of your
Noel,
own life.
this has been fantastic. Look, please tell me, for those people who want to know more about the amazing work that you do, with helping them with that clarity, with that vision, the message, the culture, to step into their life-changing brand. I mean, how can they reach out? How can they find you?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, you can reach out to me through my website, infactorcoaching.com. You'll see the page for my 12-week shakedown. This is an online coaching program that helps you create the foundation of an industry-leading brand in as little as 12 weeks so that you are giving the prompts to get this inside work out onto paper and communicating to other people. And I'd be so glad if you looked there, and you can also read my books on Amazon, Vision Driven Profit, and my second book, The Million Dollar Brand Method.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think this sounds fantastic, please go and check it out. Grab the book. And if you want some help and advice, reach out, start the conversation. And again, look, Noelle, look, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Wanna do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So, what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.